This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
Behold your potential employer. And I'm sorry.
You got my notes.
Well, I got a note.
You've come to rescue me.
I know, you don't see. I
know that somehow, somewhere, there will be someone. Here are you.
Hi, I'm Johanna. I'm from the Musical Theatre Society.
I'm Liam. I'm a director for the Drama Society.
And I'm Mike. I'm from Drama as well.
Okay, cool. So you guys have just got out of the Drama Society's Monty Python. Who wants to tell us a bit about that? Why is it all set up?
So basically it started off when, because this is a London university, we met with a lot of European students or external students who come overseas, and they all seem to not really know Monty Python, and it's a staple of British culture. And whenever I showed it to them, they were just, you know, being hysterics. And I think because we had such kind of a lot of external students to kind of involve them like firsthand with that kind of stuff, it was kind of like the best way to do it, really.
Why Monty Python?
Because it's such a staple of Britain. They come to London, they come to England, and I think it's just
hilarious.
Yeah, it's a cornerstone of comedy in the world.
Okay, what's your favourite Monty Python sketch?
Mine is probably Argument. I know it off by heart completely. If they would have let me, I would have done the whole thing on my own on the stage.
Do you want to do a little bit now?
with or without swears?
With, but we'll beep it out.
All right, what do you want? Well, I was told outside that don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of parrot droppings. What? Shut your festering gob, you tit! Your type really makes me puke, you vacuous, toffee-nosed, malodorous pervert! Look, I came here for an argument, I'm just going, I'm sorry, this is abuse. Oh, I see, well, that explains it. Ah, yes, you want room 12A, just along the corridor. Oh, I see, thank you. Stupid git.
That was quite good.
Yeah, his mirror hates him.
I can imagine. I feel a bit scared just like sitting here. Okay, so you had a bit of issues because I heard apparently your president dropped out.
Well, yeah. So yeah, you gave a rousing speech about kind of commitment to everything, and then 2 days later he's like, you know what, I've got too much work. We got the actual dropping out today. Just the message as well, which is kind of adding insult to injury. But yesterday he was kind of like doubting his attendance, and then today was the final nail in the coffin. But as a whole group, we kind of stuck together. And
how do you cope with that when someone like drops out last minute? How do you like keep the
momentum? We've gone through three presidents this year.
Yeah, well, it was exactly a week ago today that Dan gave quite a large speech in a rehearsal last week about how the previous presidents had all taken on the role and then dropped out because of the workload, and said, look, if you're going to be president, you know what you're getting into, so you shouldn't then drop out. And of course he dropped out today because of his workload.
Yeah. So what you have to do in that situation is literally just to make the best of it. So I think as a group, I think we should be applauded for the fact that we pulled it through and we literally did the best that we could within this ridiculously short time frame. Because Dan had some of the biggest parts, the most important parts that we had to completely cut or recast with other people. So it wasn't the best show we could have done, but it was the best in the situation that we were put in.
Yeah.
You did thoroughly well. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was just saying, like, what's your best tip for, like, learning lines? How do you, like, remember them? How do you make sure you don't forget
your lines? It's
different
for everyone, really. I'm sure all three of us have got different ways. I know that Michael listens to, well, I don't know how he would do if he actually was in a play, but he just listens to a Spotify playlist of Monty Python sketches.
Yeah, I'm quite fortunate just for Monty Python, apart from the fact that I know half the lines anyway, because I'm a huge Monty Python fan. I have a Spotify playlist that I've just named Line Learning, and all the scenes that I'm in, I have playing over and over again, and I play Civ 5.
Okay. One trick is to also record yourself reading out the lines and record someone else reading out the other lines so you can listen to yourself speaking. Yeah. That helps as well.
So overall now, what has been your highs and lows of this whole production process and the play itself tonight?
The high is always what you come up with, what you finish with. Yeah. And, you know, the high is always after, when everyone's kind of like, wow, that we pulled it off, or being really happy. The lows are when we get close to the production and things go wrong. Your president drops out, people are late, and, you know, people can't make it. We're in April now, and so it's very difficult time for a lot of students because of exams and everything like that. But yeah, those are the kind of highs and lows. That's what the contrast is. But they're very near to each other, that's the thing.
Okay, you raised money for Comic Relief.
Yes.
Why did you choose that course over everything else?
I did Comic Relief 2 years ago, and unfortunately it only comes around every 2 years. But Comic Relief is always like, you know, it's just one of those kind of umbrella charities that everyone knows, you know, and they do focus a lot on issues close to home and also issues that are like kind of international as well.
What are your future plans for the Drama Society?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what is going to happen for certain, but I am planning, if people let me, to b- become the president in September and put on a even bigger Monty Python show, either in November or January. Well, basically, because I want to do every scene that we possibly can and not have any, like, because you were there, we had some showing on the screen because we couldn't perform them. We didn't have enough people and people dropped out, so we had to put them on the screen. And yeah, we want to be able to do all of them and maybe work with musical theatre to do.
Yeah, absolutely. To include Musical Theatre Society in it as well.
Yeah, I think you always have that kind of. I think everyone has that feeling when they do a show and they go, "Well, we could have done this better," and you know, and we have that drive to definitely improve it. But whether it's within the year, I don't know, but I'm sure it will come around to it again.
Okay, cool. And as we're near the end of the year, how do you encourage people to sign up for the Drama Society in the future?
Having pop-up performances in, you know, cafeterias and, you know, kind of flash mobs.
Yeah, showing people what we do and showing people that we're a friendly bunch. No one's going to be bullied joining the Drama Society.
It's definitely difficult though because of the uni does leave us with kind of on our own feet, but not in a necessarily good way. We have to, at the moment, we're having to build up from nothing with the CPA. So with the upcoming production at Cabaret for musical theatre, it's kind of our first kind of big production in a long time. And I think it's just kind of getting that reputation out there. And once this year's over, we certainly have something to show for the New Year students.
And before we go, you mentioned that you've got a cabaret coming up.
Yes, so it's the cabaret. It's not a cabaret, although it's based off a cabaret. In fact, Johanna's in it herself and myself.
Yes, we are. It's the musical by Kander and Ebb, I believe.
Yep.
And we will be performing it here at the Undercroft Bar on April 16, 17, and 18 at 7 p.m. Ticket information is yet to come, but they will be about £5. So not
is that bad. Raising money for anything, or
it's raising money for the Musical Theatre Society so we can do a bigger show next year.
Once in every show there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.